Thank you, first of all and foremost, for all your love and all your prayers and all your support. And thank you. I don't know what else to say other than that. We're going to have a short word today. Many ways to express love. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And what does God require of us, and how do we express our love towards Him? And I'm going to start off with a little example that may not seem to relate to it, but it certainly does. When I was a teacher, students would always come up to me and ask what they could do extra to make up for the work they didn't do in the first place. And, you know, after I told the student there wasn't anything you can do, what you can do is just do the work I ask you to do, and I'll grade that and get it back to you. And then their parents show up, and they want to know what extra work they can do, their child could do, because they really want them to do well in your class, and what extra work could they do to bring their grades up? And when I explain to them that, well, there really wasn't anything else you can do except the work that I asked you to do in the first place. And then my principal would come and say, what extra work could they do to bring up their grade? And then I would have to say, do the work I gave you in the first place, and then you can do some extra work, and then I'll give you the grade that you deserve. All right. They never did the extra work. It never got turned in. The work that I first required usually would never come in either. And so you'd end up right back at the same place you were, Kelm report card. Really kind of a interesting cycle to behold. Husbands and wives. Husbands will just promise their wife, honey, if I could, I'd give you the moon. I'd give you the stars. Diamonds. I'll just give you everything. And the reality of it is, well, the wife would say, well, could you just pick up the dirty clothes off the floor once in a while? Could you just do the dishes once or twice? Or do the grocery shopping for me? While the husband's promising all these great and wonderful things, the wife in the reality would just like some help giving the children their baths. You know. And so the reality and the things that we promise are quite two different things. Husbands, on the other hand, the wife will say, I'll keep the children quiet when you come home from work. I'll have your dinner ready for you on the table. I'll keep the house sparkling clean. I'll have everything ready for you. And the husband is saying, well, just don't interrupt me when the game's on. You know, could you just hold what your thoughts are until after this play? You know, that's the reality of it. And when we're sitting there and don't look over at me and ask me what I'm thinking. You know, that's the reality, and the things we promise are usually two different things. Let's look at John 13. What does God require of us? Because sometimes our fantasy and our promises are different from what His reality is. John 13, and we'll start with verse 36. Simon Peter said to Him, Lord, where are You going? And Jesus answered him, where I am going, you cannot follow Me, but you shall follow Me afterward. And Peter said to Him, Lord, why can I not follow You? I will lay down my life for Your sake. I'll give You the moon and the stars, honey. Lord, I'm willing to lay down my life for Your sake. And Jesus said to him, will You lay down Your life for My sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied Me three times. We have Peter's exalted, inflated promise, and then Christ's sure word of reality. But Lord, this is what I'm going to promise you. And the Lord says, yeah, but this is what you're really going to do. What does he require of us? John 14, and let's look at verse 15. And I'm going to read from 15 through 24. And as I read, keep in mind and take note of what happens when you keep the Lord's commandment, when you do what he requires of you. Because don't we all want to know what the Lord requires of us? Wouldn't you love to go before him and say, what's the one thing you want me to do? Or the many things you want me to do? And I'll do it. Lord, I'll just go anywhere. I'll do anything. I'll say anything. And then his reality hits. John 15. And I'm not going to elaborate on this. I just want you to hear and read and see what Christ says. What does he require of us? If you love me, don't we all love him? Don't we all love the Lord?
Amen.
If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. And all that is based on what? Keep my commandments. A little while longer and the world will sees me no more, but you will see me because I live. You live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it comes to pass you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. Let's look at chapter 15 and verse 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Look at Matthew 7. You see how the Lord's not requiring from us some outrageous promise that we can give him? He's just looking for us to love him. And if we love him, what will we do? Keep his commandments. We'll walk in his word. Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I think we've all heard the sayings of the Lord. The key is doing them. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. God requires only one thing of us, and that's that we love him and that we keep his commandments. We don't go to him and say, what anything extra can I do? What can I do to make up for the first thing you wanted me to do? I don't understand why things seem to be slipping under me like sand under my feet. And he says, if my Holy Spirit will come to you, my Father will come to you, I will come to you, we will dwell within you. If what? You love me and you keep my commandments. I think there's a scripture also that says, if so prove to be my disciples, you love one another. It's that simple. Doesn't matter what we're doing. What we are inflated sense of right is what he requires of us. And that's just to love him. Amen. And to keep his commandments. Amen. Amen.